I'm Cassie with all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hello, this is Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam's seminal, and yes, I mean seminal, album 10, celebrated its 30th anniversary. Right. It feels like only yesterday everyone was in line, in their flannel, at their favourite record store to pick up a copy. The album is still a staple for music lovers. We dug deep in the Triple M music archives to find interviews with some not-so-fresh-faced grunge musicians from Seattle. Here's a young Eddie Vedder on the influence of 10.
Music, for most people, you know, it's some kind of release to talk about real life and escape through that way. That way you've, like, escaped through dealing with something rather than just escaping by talking about something that's totally not real, like, you know, like dressing up in leathers and like riding motorcycles and getting girls and whatever. I don't know, I'd rather talk about real life and songs. I mean, that's just me.
You can hear more rare interviews from Pearl Jam. Simply search Pearl Jam on the Listener app now.
Hey, what's up? My name is Mark.
And my name is Travis.
We play in Blink-182.
Founding and now departed member of Blink-182, Tom DeLonge, has shared his love and well wishes to longtime bandmate Mark Hoppus, who is battling cancer. DeLonge, who left the band he formed with Hoppus in 2015, shared a classic photo of the two of them, saying, "Mark Hoppus is almost done with his treatment. Send him love and power through his last stretch." Mark Hoppus also shared a screenshot of the initial text message that he sent to his doctor when he first became concerned with the lump that he found. Initially keeping his diagnosis quiet, Hoppus has been sharing candid shots from the hospital and of his treatment process with fans in recent weeks, wishing Mark Hoppus all the best for his last stretch of treatment.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Rob Thomas.
22 years after Smooth was released, you know, the summer anthem of every summer since, superstar duo Santana and our mate Rob Thomas have reunited and released the brand new single Move. And if you're a fan of Smooth, you'll love Move. It's groovy, it's got sick guitar licks, and those classic Rob Thomas vocals. You can hear the new track from Santana and Rob Thomas on Triple M now.
Hello, I'm Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
Set your alarms. It's only 1 week until Iron Maiden's new album, Senjutsu, drops. And before that, we have the band joining Triple M Hard and Heavy next Friday to play the album in full. Our very own Iron Hayden finds out from the band themselves how this process was different from the others.
I think it's changed a bit. We don't really rehearse now. The last couple of albums we've done, we just come in straight into the recording studio. We turn up in the morning, you know, Steve will have an idea or I'll have an idea or Yannick, and we'll just work on it all day and then record it at the end of the day. You know, do several takes and then that's it. I mean, years ago, we'd rehearse for 2, 3, 4 weeks, you know, just in a rehearsal studio. So we had songs, we knew the songs before we went in, pretty much all of them, you know. So that's the main difference, you know.
Hear more Iron Maiden on Triple M Hard and Heavy on the Listener app now.
Hi, this is Charlie Watts on Triple M.
Such a sad week for music lovers. Following the news, Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts passed away aged 80. Charlie was one of a kind. He was the gentleman of rock, who loved nothing more than playing that swing rock beat, jazz music, and spending time at home reading. Charlie changed the future of rock music with his unique and unconventional style. Explore our tributes from all over the world on the Listener app now. That's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love for you to drop us a review and a rating.